Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll have 4 hours here for you of gardening question and answer and ideas of what to be doing for this year's garden. And as the sun comes out, we'll start to warm up just a little bit here. I know we're going through a little bit of a warmer spell for this past day or so here. We're getting, mid-40s. So, it's not bad. You know, went for a walk yesterday out with the family, and, I'll tell you, it wasn't bad to be out there. Didn't have to really dress as warm as normal, but, that being said, tomorrow's going to be a real cold one around here comparatively, and going to have a lot of cold weather. Still not seeing really any of that snow in the forecast. Maybe Friday. I haven't gotten a lot in this area. I had a couple random storms with like an inch of snow or dusting, but then lots of rain. So that's all right. We need to build our numbers up when it comes to rain, precipitation, all of that. You know, there are certain parts of the country that are so bad in a drought. The Las Vegas area is one of the worst droughts ever. To the point where I saw an article that it basically asked, part of it was asking a question, but the article was talking about how in Las Vegas, all new homes for the foreseeable future are not allowed to put a lawn in. There's no lawn being able to be put in because they have such a bad drought. I believe they get like 90% of their water from the Colorado River, and it is so dry they can't get water really from it. So, it's just interesting to see. This is something that we haven't dealt with it as that bad. But in the past here, past couple of years, the drought got real bad, whereas this year we had a good amount of rain. So be thankful that we have it. So that is a good thing. Also, so we think what we want to do for the future as we build on today, the second day of January. So happy new year to everybody who is listening, and hope you had a good New Year's Eve celebration if you celebrated, and enjoy yourself. But we're on to 2022. Hopefully this can bring in some good things, you know. Get rid of the past couple years and start fresh, let's hope, and see what we can do in the garden and get better. We'll discuss a number of things. I have one of the websites I always visit. Had a pretty cool article, and it was written, it says here in October, but I'm just seeing it now. And it says, best and worst companion plants for tomatoes. So, we've got some pretty cool information here. What to put, what not to put. So we can go over that a little bit later. It's interesting because one of the bad companions are peppers. So, we can discuss that as time goes on. But it's just interesting. That's something to be thinking about. I know, you know, I'm thinking about the garden already, thinking about what we're going to be doing, getting excited for spring. I know winter just started, but I'll tell you, I'm done with it already. I haven't even gotten snow. Maybe I'll enjoy a little bit of snow, but I haven't even gotten it yet. I'm ready for the next season to hit here. So, but if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. It's a bit chilly, but you know, yesterday was a nice warm day, like I said. It almost felt like, all right, you know, should I get out there and do some things? You know, should I get some things figured out? Should I start moving some you know, debris around? Should I be moving some of the rock walls around that I wanted to move around? But yeah, you know, those are the types that we get. Usually we'll get a couple. You know, we'll get a couple warm days late into the month of January into February. You know, yesterday was a nice warm morning into the day. So hopefully we'll get a few more of those because we would, you know, like to be able to get outside and do a few things. But as the time goes on today, we'll discuss, we can discuss really a number of things. Anything you guys are looking to discuss. That's what the show is all about, is trying to answer your questions. But we can, you know, go over some ideas. Again, like I said, I had, you know, some different thoughts of what we can be discussing today, as, you know, the day starts. But, you know, it could be, you know, that if we had some snow, you know, we've talked about making sure, you know, the snow is a nice cover for our plants, but I'll tell you, the amount of rain that we've been getting is actually, you know, a good thing as well, helping our plants through the winter, keeping that moisture in the ground, right? That is something that if we can't have the snow, having the rain is a good thing, keeping our plants, you know, the moisture into the ground, because a lot of the ground isn't completely frozen. You can notice that because, you know, the ground, if it wasn't frozen, you know, water would just be sitting there. It would be creating a lot more ice, right? You know, I haven't tried to put a shovel into the ground. I don't know many who have thought about it at this point. But, you know, you can tell it's still a little bit squishy. So that moisture is hitting the ground still and working for us. So that is a good thing. So if we're not getting the snow for the cover, it's a good thing to have the, at least this rain. Our plants are going to thank us for it in the spring. So hopefully that will help us with the long term for the for the long term effects in a good way for our plants. Because it's going to benefit us somehow with the rain. I'll have to look it up during one of the breaks here, but the amount of rain we've had in the past 6 months has been a lot more than we have in the past few years. The temperatures and the rain and everything has not been around for a number of years, so our lawns, our gardens are doing better. But we kind of push for at this time of year for that snow cover. And I'll tell you, the amount of rain that we've having, I think, is going to be just as beneficial for us because of the, it's holding the moisture into the ground for us, for our trees and shrubs. So I really think it's not a bad thing as, kind of want to almost say it's like miserable with it because we've had so much of it in the past couple days. But at the same time, it's going to be good for the plants, so we'll take it as it is. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started for the day. So definitely got plenty of time. Now, you know, those of you who want some snow, I'm there with you, but there is an area in Northern California that just broke a record for the amount of snow that they got. They got four, and okay, so it's not even for the season. This is just for the month of December. So Northern California got 214 inches of snow in the month of December. That is insane. I mean, absolutely insane. I saw it on the Facebook, somebody I know who lives out in that area with that. I mean, come on, that... Can you imagine that much? A lot of it's the mountains, right, that are completely covered. But, wow, that is something else. The amount of snow that's out there. I don't think I could do it. There's some snow down Lake Tahoe area as well where there's pictures of a truck, you know, maybe a Ford. Can't really tell. But snow's higher than the truck on either side. I mean, I guess we'll take the rain, but I could take some of that snow that's there, right? Just a little bit of it, help protect our plants a bit, help just, give us that winter feel for a little bit so we can be over it and move on to the next. But, winter will hit us. And as soon as that hits, I know we'll be saying, all right, I'm done. All right, let's be done with this. Let's move on to the next. Weather is everything we deal with around here, right? You know, the having a drought versus not having a drought. It is just looking at it all the time. is something that we continue to do when it comes to our garden. So we kind of know what we need to do, what we should be doing, and kind of build around that, right? I mean, if you think about it, the first thing we think about when being able to plant outside has to do with the weather. Making sure that it's going to be, warm enough outside. It has everything to do with it just to figure it out. So, you know, that's part of it. So we figure, you know, what can we be doing? So now I had mentioned earlier, about the Las Vegas, what they're doing. They're, you know, they may ban all lawns. And the question right on there is, should masks do the same thing? And I was like, oh my God, you know, talk about some clickbait on a website, because I was all over it. But, you know, you look at it and you say, you know, they, like I was mentioning, they rely on the Colorado River for about 90% of its water supply. So Southern Nevada and the Las Vegas region. So it's interesting. What could that happen to us? I don't think so at this point with the amount of rain that's going on. But what if it did come up? You know, should the town be doing that? So that is the state, whichever. It's interesting to look at. So, you know, it's something that we haven't had to deal with this year. But, you know, if you go back just a year, we were already looking at, okay, we needed some snow, we need rain, we need all these types of things. And it starts with the lawn, getting rid of it. It says right on it, it's a ban. It would be a ban on front yard grass. It would also be prohibiting on grass being planted in more than half of the backyard, and a ban of non-functional grass in office parks. So interesting how it goes, but man, could you imagine that happening around here? Banning lawns. We will discuss that and some other things as time goes on, so give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky has declared a state of emergency because of more severe weather. Governor Andy Beshear issuing an emergency declaration on Saturday due to heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail, and tornadoes. Beshear said it was devastating that Kentucky is once again experiencing severe weather just weeks after deadly tornadoes tore through the state. The United States Army is paying tribute to the late Betty White. In a statement, the Army saying they were saddened by her death. The TV icon died Friday at her home in Los Angeles at the age of 99. The U.S. Army calling her a true legend, not just for being an actress, but for also having served during World War II as a member of the American Women's Voluntary Services. White dying just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday. This is USA Radio News. If you're currently feeling the pain at the pumps, be prepared for things to get worse as gas prices are expected to reach $4 again by Memorial Day. That's according to a new forecast by Gas Buddy, an app that tracks fuel prices, demand, and outages. Andy Lipow is an oil industry analyst. He tells Fox Business why he thinks that's so.
They're up about 60% since last December because the economies around the world have reopened on the one hand, but on the other hand, there's been a lack of investment in the oil patch in order to get more oil out of the ground.
Some holiday travelers are still having a hard time getting home because of flight cancellations. Data from FlightAware shows over 4,500 flights worldwide were canceled on New Year's Day. That includes some 2,600 in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And look this up during the break. 77 days till spring. So, hey, we got that going for us. We're on the way. But, you know, spring will be here before we know it, so we'll be thinking about what to be doing. And I brought up right at the beginning of the show an article that I saw this morning that I thought was interesting. It was the best and worst companion plants for tomatoes. And I get these articles emailed to me, a couple times a week from a website called The Spruce. So you can always look at it, but this is interesting, companion plants for tomatoes. So you kind of think of that and you say, all right, what are we talking about? Like putting marigolds there so that as a repellent, is that what we're looking at doing? But this has actual reasons behind it, why plants should be planted with tomatoes. Now, they have a good and bad, right? So the good tomato companion plants, the recommended for companion plants with tomatoes include amaranth, asparagus, basil, beans, borage, calendula, so that's a pot marigold, carrots, celery, chive, cleome, cosmos, cucumbers, garlic, lemon balm, lettuce, marigold, mint, nasturtium, onion, parsley, sage, and squash. Now it's interesting to read some of that, and you don't hear some of the, common that you usually have. You hear one with there with, like, the squash and, maybe even the basil, right, putting those, some of the herbs with it, but you don't see, peppers or eggplants or potatoes or cabbage or corn, right? Those all are considered bad companions for tomatoes. So This article states a couple of the reasons why each one is considered good. So, amaranth helps repel pests by attracting predatory beneficial insects. So that's one benefit that if something were to happen, you know, they're going to pull some of those beneficial insects for you. So that's a good one. So carrots, here's one that's we talk about very compact soil. So carrots you planted near tomatoes help loosen the soil. If planted too closely, the carrots may not get as large as they should, but they will still taste good. So that can help break up some of the soil in the area, right? So that's a thought. Now, garlic. That's another one. Now, it repels red spider mites. Garlic sprays help control the late blight. So, you know, having garlic in the area might actually help some of that later blight. We know marigolds, they repel pests and reduce root knot nematodes in the soil. So that's another benefit for it. Now let's talk about some of the negative. Now eggplant, peppers, and potatoes. They group them because these plants are in the nightshade family, like tomatoes, and they are all susceptible to early and late blight. This can build up in the soil and get worse each year. So they actually recommend saying, avoid planting them near each other or in place of each other for at least 3 years. So the hornworm love the foliage. The fruit of tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants can quickly decimate plants. Also, planting tomatoes near potatoes can make the potatoes more susceptible to potato blight. That's a lot to pull in there. I mean, when you're growing tomatoes, you're usually growing peppers and eggplant near it. So, you know, we talk about trying to spread out the garden a bit, doing that type of thing. So, you know, that's something to be thinking about for spring at this point. Looking at it and saying, when I plant my tomatoes, I shouldn't plant peppers or an eggplant near it. You know, space it out. Maybe put that squash in between it. Because squash is not a bad, is considered a companion plant for tomatoes. Now, another part of this article, which I think is great, actually, it says on it, tomatoes can help these plants. They just name a couple, but man, asparagus, you know, we were talking last week, we were talking with Brian in regards to asparagus, and or he was talking about Brussels sprouts. We've talked about asparagus with a number of people, so excuse me. But asparagus and tomatoes being planted near each other, tomatoes will actually help repel the asparagus beetle, which can affect it, right? So there's an interesting spot. Now, this combination, I don't foresee it being, you know, very popular. I don't think you're going to be planting these two together, but it's interesting. Roses. So tomatoes can protect roses from black spot. And you can, they say basically, you can interplant or use a spray to make a spray liquefy tomato leaves and then dilute them with 4 to 5 pints of water. Add a tablespoon of cornstarch. Use the spray on rose leaves. If you cannot plant tomatoes next to them, some believe that it could be the cornstarch that does this trick. Interesting, right? You know, could you imagine, you know, a landscape out there? You got a rose bed, and in between every rose are tomatoes. Be interesting. I mean, you can get some interesting color, you know, combinations with the white and the red or the orange, you know, or, you know, look for, you know, different colors to go with it. But it's not something I would be thinking about, but it is interesting to be looking at something along those lines of what, how you can be planting your garden bed, you know, strategically to make your garden be a little bit stronger. It's not just about getting the plants ready prior. It's not just about making sure there's enough sunlight, which is, you know, it's a major factor, but it's about how you do it as well. And so this is a good little article, good thought process to be taking a look at and saying, all right, I think that I'm going to plant it this way. I'm going to divide the garden up and kind of make sure the companion plants are next to each other in the right areas. So that's that is something that, you know, I really didn't think of. You kind of, you know, you could probably, if you really sat down and looked at it, could say, all right, that makes sense. But it's interesting how they put this this article together. So I definitely, again, this is on the website, thespruce.com. They have a number of different parts of their site. You know, the indoor, like decor, garden, home improvement, celebrations, cleaning, those types of things. I always look at the garden type area. You know, I get an email, like I said, a couple times a week from them with different articles. So it's just that I thought it was really cool to see. So I wanted to pass that on to you guys. Maybe we'll end up posting up on the Facebook page to get some ideas later. So you can kind of see it, what I'm discussing today, because that is just something you really don't think about right away. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time with the show, so definitely give us a call, and we can do everything we can to help you with your garden, with the future of the garden, and see what we can do. So, you know, I'm looking just that same website, another article out there, you know, how to remove a tree stump without a grinder. Now, I'm thinking about using a stump grinder to come in the spring. I have about, I think they counted as about 40 different stumps we got to take care of. It gets expensive, right? But the size of some of these, it just makes sense for me to get rid of. But, you know, they kind of put, you know, they put the project overview on the top, and it says working time, 1 hour to 1 day, and then total time, 2 hours to 52 weeks. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. You know, wait that 52 weeks for those stumps to go. But it has interesting articles like that. So definitely something to look at. I know we'll be doing some stump grinding for us. And one of the things that I've already been thinking about is, and I think if anybody out there is looking to get stumps grinded, is to clean around the stumps to get rid of the soil that's around it, right? Why? Why should we do that? Somebody's just going to come in and grind the stump down and they'll take care of it. Well, yeah, they should take care of it. But the fact of the matter is, I want to make sure they get as much as possible. So I'll be this spring out there digging the soil away from the stumps so I can get down to almost that root flare if it's underneath. I have a number of stumps that have soil around one side where it's been built up pretty big. So I want to make sure they can get down on those stumps as far as possible. I want to get my money's worth. And so I'll be cleaning that out. I will be digging around it. But then the other thing I'll be doing, and I discussed this earlier in the season, maybe September, October with everyone, but I'm going to take a hose with almost like a pressure wash nozzle to it and clean a lot of that soil out from around it. So I make sure that the root system that's closest to it, they're going to get as much out as possible. I want to start fresh. I want to do as much as I can. And, you know, you're going to spend some money on stump grinding, but doing a little bit extra is going to make sure that money is worth it. You know, they estimate a cost between $10 and $50 per stump, right? So, interesting. You know, if you want to get the stumps completely removed, we're talking thousands of dollars because of the fact that you're taking in a machine, you're redoing all those types of things. So, we're going to look at stump grind. It's the less expensive of the two. But I'm going to make it worth it. So if that is something you're looking to do in the future for yourself, think about it. Think about cleaning up around the stump, getting some of that extra soil away so that it's an easy access for the stump for whoever's going to do it for you. The easier it is for them, the quicker it goes. Sometimes it reduces the price. Who knows, right? But those are things, you know, talk to the whoever you're using, you know, landscaper, whomever. But take a look and see what you can do, because there are a number of things to do. You know, you can even remove the stump with by burning it out. And those are things we can discuss as time goes on. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got plenty of time for you to call in. I know it's still early, still dark out there. And, I know it's... We're starting to get lighter as the days go on. The sun is coming out a little bit earlier each day, and the sun is going down a little bit later each day. So not a bad thing, but it's going to take some time before we start seeing some of the sun in the morning this early. Makes it harder to get up, I'll tell you. But that is what it is. But we're discussing a number of things today. We can even start talking a little bit about some of those house plants, because that's what you're thinking about right now. The different house plants that are indoors, and what you can be doing, what you can be helping do with these. Again, it's house plants have become more and more popular as the days go on. But there's so much to it, right? Been stuck inside. We were stuck inside for a while. A lot of people have gone back out and done a number of things. But when you're working at home, adding the plants to the office or adding plants to the house definitely help you breathe a little bit more, a little bit easier. But they just make you feel so much better having plants in the house, unless you're allergic, right? In my house, we don't have right now we only have one house plant, and it's foliage. My wife is allergic to a lot of flowering, plants, just the pollen, everything from it. She's very allergic to. So we don't have much in here. And this house that we purchased, you know, recently, in the past couple of months, we actually have a nice little workshop type area where, you know, she brought up the other day, hey, maybe you have some plants there because it's in the corner. I don't go through there a lot, and it's away from the main part of the house. It's like, ooh, maybe I'm going to have to look into that. But, you know, just having a couple plants in the house help. You know, I have a very simple with the pothos right now. I have the white and green variety, not, you know, the typical yellow and green. I saw two small 4-inch pots of white and green pothos, and I like the color. I put them together in a container, and I'll tell you, it's filled out that container. I put it upgraded to about an 8-inch pot, so we had two together. It's filled that and started to weep its way through. I'll tell you, you know, pothos aren't that bad to take care of. They don't get a lot of sun in the house. They get a lot, you know, it's more filtered sun in the house. I have it, and we had it in a north-facing window for the majority of the time. Right now, it's in a different area. We have a lot of, you know, Christmas-type decorations out for in that area that it was. But don't water it often. Once a week, maybe at this point, sometimes even more, and it's still thriving and growing. I mean, obviously, we could take care of it and do more to it, put it in more sun for part of the day to get it going. But pothos like the shade, and they can just kind of take over. But for me, having some of the small, the more foliage type plants, is that's what I'm going to be having. So we'll. We'll see how it goes for us. I believe the pothos I have might be called the Marble Queen. It's pretty cool looking foliage to it. Because it's not like it's white on the outside, green on the inside. It's white all kind of all over, kind of like a marble, right? That's the idea behind the name. They're pretty cool to have. I'm pretty excited to have some plants in this house. My other house was very small, so it couldn't really do it. We'll discuss houseplants. We'll discuss a lot of these things and more the rest of the show. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. So give us that call, 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.